بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما أشرفت على المروة سمعت صوتا. We were reading how Mecca Sharif became inhabited and how Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام came and left his wife Hajira with her son Ismail there. And when the food got exhausted and the child was now desperate in for water, and he was twisting around and rolling on the ground, and she could not see it, so she climbed out on top of the Mount of Safa to see if she could see somebody. Then she went between Safa and Marwa 7 times, and that was loved so much by Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala has made that part of Hajj and Umrah till today. And then she says, فَلَمَّا أَشْرَفَتْ عَلَى الْمَرْوَةِ سَمِعَتْ صَوْتًا. When she climbed up on the mountain of Marwa, she heard a sound, a voice. فَقَالَتْ صَحْ تُرِيدُ نَفْسَهَا. So she says, صَحْ, like we will say, shh, keep quiet. Meaning herself, that have I really heard something or what? Keep quiet, listen properly, she told herself. ثُمَّ تَسَمَّعَتْ. And then she paid more attention to listen. That did I hear? What is it? Was there some sound? فَسَمِعَتْ أَيْذًا. Then she heard a sound again. Some sound that happened, she heard it again. فَقَالَتْ. Then she spoke in the direction of that sound she heard. قَدْ أَسْمَعَتَ إِنْ كَانَ عِنَّكَ غَوَاثًا. That you have made me hear your voice, and I heard there is something, then have you got some help for me? I'm desperate, I need help. Have you got some help for me? She just heard the sound, she didn't see anyone. تُرِيدُ نَفْسَهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ بِالْمَلَكِ عِنْدَ مَوْضِعِ زَمْزَمْ. Then she found that there was an angel, a farishta, at the place where Zamzam is to today. That she saw now. Now Allah Pak showed her that. فَبَحَثَ بِأَقْرِهِ أَوْ قَالَ بِجَنَاحِهِ. Then he started digging with the heel, with his heel, or with his wing. At that place where Zamzam is, that angel started digging with his heel or with his wings. Hatta zahar al ma, till the water came out, and she could see water now. Ma fajalat tuhawwidhuhu wa taqulu biyadiha hakada, and she started ponding it up. And with her hand she made a little pond, like a little small wall with the sand around that place where the water is coming out, to pond, to make a pond out of it. وَجَعَلَتْ تَغْرِفُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ فِي سَقَائِهَا وَهُوَ يَفُورُ بَعْدَمَا تَغْرِفُ. And she started filling up her skin bag of water. She started filling that up also with water. And she was taking and filling. How much she took out, so much more water was coming out. All the time, the amount she took out, so much was coming out. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ بِقَدْرِ مَا تَغْرِفُ. In one narration it comes, how with the scoop of her hand, how much she was taking out, so much more water was coming. قال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه says, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, رحم الله أمة إسماعيل لو تركت زمزم. May Allah have mercy on Ismail عليه الصلاة والسلام, on the mother of Ismail عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just like Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if Musa, may Allah have mercy on Musa عليه السلام, when he went with Khadir alayhi salam and he asked questions all the time. He said, had he not asked those questions and just observed, much more knowledge should have come to us. That how Khadir alayhi salam, what his work is, what things he is doing. For example, he, that boat, that ship, he damaged it a little bit and it got saved. It was a boat of poor people who clapped their money together and they were doing transporting. And there was an oppressive king on the way. And whenever he found a perfect ship, then he should take that ship into his control and he should take over. Now by that little damage, that ship got saved. And then that little child that he had killed, that also, that child was to grow up and be disobedient to the parents. So therefore, he killed that child and Allah gave in place another child. Then he went further where a wall was falling down. And the people were not helping, hosting them. But he put up that wall. Then afterwards it was found out that the children's money was buried in the foundation of that wall, and had it fallen down now, then they should have been deprived. So all those secrets, Musa alayhi salam every time objected, because his nature was such, but if Hadi kept quiet, much more secrets we should have come to know how Allah Ta'ala is running the system of this world. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah have mercy on Hajira, mother of Ismail alayhi salam, had she not walled up that little pond and made a little pond. أو قال لو لم تغرف من الماء, had she not scooped and taken off the water, لَكَانَ زَمْزَمُ عَيْنًا مَعِينًا, then Zamzam should have been a flowing stream. It should have flowed everywhere to wherever Allah wanted to. Like most of the big rivers, the Nile River, it starts at a certain point like a stream, like from a fountain, and then it goes into a huge river. The Euphrates rivers, all these rivers, they start with, the source of it is one small place, but then they flow. So Zamzam should also have been a river like that, a whole stream. But Allah Ta'ala knows in His system why He made it, and she scooped and she walled it up. قَالَ فَشَرِبَتْ وَأَرْضَعَتْ وَلَدَهَا. And then further he says that she drank of that water and she gave to her children, to her child also to drink. فَقَالَ لَهَا الْمَلَكُ, then that angel said to her further, لَا تَخَافُ الضَّيْعَةَ فَإِنَّهَا هُنَا بَيْتًا لِلَّهِ يَبْنِيهِ هَذَا الْغُلَامُ وَأَبُوهُ, that do not have any fear of being destroyed. The angel comforted her, because yeah, the house of Allah is going to be built by this little child Ismail and his father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He gave her the glad tidings that they will be the builders of this, of the Kaaba Sharif, and they will and that you will not be destroyed. Though you are living in this place where there is no shelter, nothing, but Allah will make the means for you, and here you will stay and you will live, and the Kaaba Sharif will be built finally. So we find that Allah Ta'ala, His system of working is beyond our comprehension. How Allah Ta'ala's system is. What all we have to do is submit to the system of Allah Ta'ala and trust on Allah Ta'ala fully, and then Allah Ta'ala gives great things, though not immediately and with some tears. But finally the good and the righteous prevail, while all the wrong get destroyed. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَهُ